I'm in the habit of setting up reminders on my online calendar, my mobile phone, to notify me of upcoming events, which are now, since the lockdown, almost exclusively on Zoom. So when my phone beeped recently with a reminder to join friends at a celebration at a pub of all places that evening, although set only a few weeks ago, much like a time capsule, I felt it triggered in me a big nostalgia for a distant past, an irretrievable past before social distancing only a few weeks ago. Now that it's been more than a few weeks actually into this lockdown, I noticed how everyday objects too suddenly evoked involuntary recollections of the past, its context and sentimentality without any conscious effort on my part. For example, I became aware again of how that favorite tea mug I use every morning was a gift from a good friend that I missed and I suddenly vividly recalled. Indeed, you might already be familiar with the concept of involuntary memory, made famous as a theme throughout In Search of Lost Time, the well-known novel by the French author Marcel Proust. Proust viewed involuntary memory as containing the essence of the past. In the novel, he describes an incident, an iconic so-called Madeleine moment, where he was, as he was eating a cake dunked in his cup of tea, a childhood memory of eating cake dunked in his cup of tea while he was in the company of his aunt was revealed to him in great detail. And from this memory, he then proceeded to be reminded of the childhood home he was in and even the town itself. It is perhaps hardly surprising that the times we find ourselves in would evoke longing for times gone by. It has now been several weeks since the lockdown, and most of us still find ourselves in the midst of an extended transitional space, suspended between our life as we knew it in the recent past and a rather uncertain future of change ahead. As we read in this week's Sidra Be'ahalotecha, the Israelites also find themselves facing the difficulty of an extended transitional state. They too are suspended between the life as they knew it in the past and a new existence as nomads in the desert. Unlike us in the present, however, their liminal period lasted years, and they did not have many objects or tastes to trigger involuntary memories, such as the ones described by Proust. And perhaps precisely because they weren't surrounded by objects and tastes of their previous life, rather than an involuntary memory of the essence of their past, their monotony evoked a more dangerous nostalgia that used their transportive memory of taste and food to lead them into a false idealization of the past life, as they bitterly complained to Moses in the wilderness, saying, "We remember the fish that we used to eat free in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. Now our gullets are shriveled. There is nothing at all, nothing but this manna to look to." Even for us, nostalgia has a potential of turning into a form of self-deception that can invariably distort the present and idealize our past, not least when circumstances are limited and monotonous, because we often tend to view the past through rose-tinted spectacles. For the Israelites, gone is the memory of slavery. Instead, Egypt is now seen as the good old days. When this sort of nostalgia is indulged, it can take away any potential of joy and appreciation of the present and rob us from living in the now. After all, the Israelites' needs were provided with a manna that tasted like rich cream, we were told. So lest we too fall into this trap at this transitional moment of uncertainty, I would like to suggest that we're on our apps, on our mobiles, or wherever it might be, that we too set a daily reminder a new one into our calendars. A reminder to acknowledge our blessings, not to lose sight of the sweet taste of the daily manna that sustains us even in the physical aloneness of this moment. To savor the taste of sharing in the food we are privileged to enjoy in abundance. To savor the taste of friendship in our favorite tea mug. To savor the loving memories behind many of the objects of our home and behind the monotony of our everyday routines, our hopeful anticipation of reunions and tastes yet to come. Shabbat Shalom.